Saint Pio, Padre Pio, he revealed in his later years that every single time he would come forward to celebrate Mass, as he would enter the church and begin to process down the aisle, Saint Francis of Assisi would be waiting at the altar for him. Saint Francis of Assisi, who had died 750 years beforehand, would assist him to celebrate Mass. Because when Padre Pio would celebrate Mass, he would literally share in our Lord's Passion. And so Saint Francis would sustain him. Saint Catherine Labouré, many of you probably wear a miraculous medal. Our Lady appeared to Saint Catherine and gave her the image of this medal. When St. Catherine was a little girl, she had a dream one night. And the dream was so real that she always wondered, was it actually a dream? And in that dream, a priest came to her, a priest she had never seen before. And the priest said to her words that she would never forget. He said, "My daughter, one day you will come to me. Never forget that God has special plans for you." Years later, she was making a visit to the hospital, and it was a hospital run by the Sisters of Charity. And as she's walking down one of the corridors, all of a sudden she sees this picture on the wall, and there's that priest. And she goes running to one of the sisters, and she said, "Sister, who is that?" And she said, "That's the founder of our order, Saint Vincent de Paul. He had died 200 years before." And she knew that was the order that she was supposed to join. I remember St. John Bosco, who lived just in the 19th century. He was the one who helped get hundreds, even thousands of young boys off the streets. He saved literally hundreds and hundreds of teenage boys from a life of destitution. St. John Bosco outlived a number of those boys, and some of them came back and appeared to him to assist him in his mission. Actually, one of the little boys says to him, he said, "My parents need consolation. Will you please tell them to become friends with the saints in heaven so that they can one day join me?" Well, one day, St. John Bosco, his mom was still alive, and she helped him greatly. And she overhears him having a conversation in his room. And throughout the conversation, she comes to realize that he's talking to one of these boys who had died. St. John Bosco said this boy appeared to him, and he looked so lifelike that he asked him, he said, "Are you dead or alive?" And the boy said, "My body is dead, but I am alive." And St. John Bosco said, "Isn't it your body that I see?" And the boy said, "No." He said, "Is it your soul?" "No." "Is it your spirit?" "No, what you see is an apparition." St. John Bosco said, "Why can't I see you?" And he said, "Your eyes could not hand seeing the glory of God, because I now live in God and stand before Him always." Let me give one more modern day example. My older sister Kimberly, when she went off to grad school, she met another young woman who was trying to live her faith devoutly. And this lady shared with her on one occasion that when she was 4 years old, when she was just a little girl, her mom had just given birth 2 weeks before to her youngest sibling. Her youngest sibling was number 9 in the family. And all of a sudden, her dad, after the birth of number 9, has a stroke. And it was so serious that he would remain bedbound the rest of his life. And the mother, she doesn't know how she's going to handle this. She's trying to take care of her husband and 9 children all by herself. And she thinks she's going to have a mental breakdown. She doesn't think she can sustain it much longer. So she decides that she will pray a novena to Saint Therese of Lisieux, her favorite saint. Saint Therese said, "When I get to heaven, I will pour forth a shower of roses to all who pray to me." So she starts this novena, and on the 9th day, she finishes the 9 days of prayers. And the moment she finishes the prayer, all of a sudden there's a knock at the door. And her little 4-year-old daughter goes running, "Mom, Mom, I got it, I got it." She comes back 30 seconds later. And in her hand, she's holding a beautiful red rose. And she said, "Mom, the lady at the door told me that I need to give this to you." And her mom says, what'd she look like? Who was it? And the mom goes running to the door. The door's closed. She opens it. She looks down the street, and they lived on a country road. Nobody could have gotten away in time, and there's no one to be found. She comes back to her daughter, and she said, "Well, did you know the lady?" The little girl says, "No, Mom, I'd never seen her before." "Well, what did she look like?" And the girl said, "Well, she was kind of dressed funny, Mom." And all of a sudden, she notices an image behind her mom on the wall. She goes, "Mom, Mom, that's the lady right there." It was an image of Saint Therese of Lisieux. My brothers and sisters, how is it possible for the saints to come to us? How can souls from heaven visit us? Because our Lord Jesus Christ is risen. Because on this day He broke the gates of hell and opened the gates of heaven. You know, it is amazing that God, who cannot die, took flesh so that He could die, because we must die. And He took flesh and died so that we could live, and not just to come back to life, but to live forever in heaven. It's the greatest news the world has ever heard. And that's why when St. Mary Magdalene discovers it, what does she do? She goes running, right? Running in excitement. She goes to tell the apostles. Peter and John, they're so excited, they go running to the tomb. And once our Lord ascends into heaven, the apostles try to run to the ends of the earth so that everyone can know that we have a Savior. And this is the church's mission until the end of time. I remember I was in the seminary and I studied with a guy from China. And he came to the United States because there are no seminaries in China because the church is persecuted. Now this guy, I had classes with him, and I would just marvel looking at him because I knew, and everybody knew, that after he was ordained, he would return to China and most likely die a martyr. That he knew that he had very little time left to live. And he would tell us, he would say, "I would give anything so that my people might come to know our Lord Jesus Christ so that they can live forever because He is risen." My brothers and sisters, do we believe that? You wouldn't be here unless you did. But if we believe that, do we live in accord with the way He would desire us to live? Have we surrendered our lives to Him? Can we say, "I am totally His, and I will not let anything stand in the way of me being with Him forever, for all eternity"? I want to close with a couple last examples from the saints. Saint Teresa of Avila one time had a soul from heaven come to see her. And she revealed to her, she said, if it were possible, if God would allow it, I would come back to earth and I would suffer my entire life if I could come and attain one more degree of holiness. Because the degree of holiness that one attains is the degree of joy they have forever. And she said, the joy in heaven is beyond anything you could ever comprehend, and you would do anything that you might share in it. One more. One of the saints had an angel come and say, "God has given me permission to allow you to hear the singing of the saints in heaven." And it was as if heaven was open for a moment to her ears, and she heard the most melodious, harmonious sound she'd ever heard. It was so much for her, it was so beautiful, that after 5 seconds of it, she said to the angel, "Please, please stop it. I don't think I can go on living if I listen to this any longer. My heart will burst." The angel stopped the singing, ceased to allow her to hear it. And the saint looked at the angel and said, I don't understand why among all those saints there was one voice that stood out that was even more majestic than any other. Who was that? And the angel said, that was Saint Mary Magdalene. She said, why was her voice so much more beautiful? And the angel said, because she had the greatest love. My brothers and sisters, we celebrate our Lord's death and resurrection. We celebrate His love for us. And He asks us to love Him in return. We ask our Lord, as we receive Him today, to open our hearts evermore to His love, that we might respond by loving Him back.